This is Gloria Minot Presents.
Rob Lowry wrote and directed the widely praised Academy Award and Golden Globe Award nominated political thriller, The Contender, starring Joan Allen, Jeff Bridges, Gary Oldman, and Christian Slater. The film was honored by the Broadcast Film Critics with the first ever Alan J. Pakula Award. For television, Lowry created the series Commander in Chief, which was nominated for the Best Drama Series, Golden Globe, and for which Gina Davis won the Best Actress Golden Globe for her depiction of the first female president of the United States. Welcome. How are you, Mr. Lowry?
Hey, how are you, Gloria? Very well. Thank you for having me on.
Thank you for joining me. Killing Reagan. In reading the script, you said in an interview that it reminded you of Frederick Forsyth's Day of the Jackal.
Right.
Please explain.
Well, I mean, that movie, like this movie, follows the assassin, and in our case, it's John Hinckley, and the target of the assassination fulfills the other half of the story. In that case, it's Ronald Reagan. So I sort of loved the back and forth between the two of those. Thought it was really fascinating, and I think we use it to tremendous effect in this film.
Well, let's talk about shooting the film. You used several styles, including techniques used in the Robert De Niro film Taxi Driver. Do you see
right.
any? Did you see any irony here? Jodie Foster was in that film.
No, it's not ironic because I did it on purpose.
I see.
What I did was that I, on the Reagan side, I shot it in a sort of a more classical style, but on the John Hinckley side, I used the techniques that Martin Scorsese used in Taxi Driver. Now, he's a master director, and I was simply copying, and you know, and I completely acknowledge his greatness. But I thought that it would be interesting just to shoot it in the same cinematic style and even the same sort of musical style as Taxi Driver. I thought that might be interesting.
It was interesting. How did you make Killing Reagan authentic? The Oval Office, for example, looked real.
Well, first of all, our production designer is Eloise Stammergen, and she did just this brilliant job. But she has made four or five Oval Offices for me. This was the first time we made an Oval Office that actually existed. So we found exactly the furniture that Reagan had in his Oval Office, which, and this is ironic, he simply kept all the furniture that Jimmy Carter had. So he used all of Jimmy Carter's furniture and John F. Kennedy's desk. And so we got perfect replicas of all of those. And you'll see it in the movie.
Tim Matheson and Cynthia Nixon were superbly cast as Ronald and Nancy Reagan. How did you like working with them and with Kyle Moore as John Hinckley?
Yeah. Kyle is a wonderful new actor, and it's really exciting always to break these guys in. And I think we're going to be hearing a lot more from him as an actor. And Tim Matheson, you know, he was in the West Wing, he was in Animal House, and he just gets Reagan so completely correct. He just an unbelievable amount of research was put into it by him, and the same thing by Cynthia Nixon, who I'm sure you'll agree is one of the best actors in the United States, and so she was able to capture Nancy perfectly. And I think from here on in, when we talk about actors playing real life presidents and sort of ranking them, I think Tim has got to be close to the top at this point.
They were excellent. I was at the premiere and saw them. It was unbelievably real. I couldn't believe I wasn't looking at Nancy and Ronald.
Yeah. Thank you for having been there. You know, I was there as well. And boy, National Geographic knows how to put on a show.
They sure do.
Yeah, it was really great. And did you have the opportunity to say hello to Tim at all?
When I came, all the cameras were focused on everybody, so I just stayed in the background. But I had a good look
right.
at them.
Go ahead. It's just amazing. No, it's just amazing the job that Tim did is just stunning.
In Killing Reagan, it's based on the Bill O'Reilly film. Did you omit
right.
any part of the book in the film? If so, why?
Well, it's based on Bill O'Reilly's book that he wrote with Martin Dugard. And yeah, I mean, we very much based it on the book. The book covers much more territory than we did because we don't have time to do everything that's in the book. But we, we certainly relied on the book. In fact, we adapted the book. And, Bill, I'm no Republican. In fact, I'm the opposite of that.
Mm-hmm.
But Bill wrote a very nonpartisan book, I thought. And I think that he did just, a beautiful job of telling the story in a very entertaining and very fast-paced way, which I hope, hopefully translated to the actual production.
It was great. I liked it. I'm sure the audience will like it. And let me remind them that the film Killing Reagan is on Nat Geo October 16th. Mr. Lorry, it is a pleasure speaking with you. All the best. Great
and
work.
Pleasure speaking to you. Thank you so much, Gloria. Cheers.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.